At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Welcome everyone to SI Media with Jimmy Traina. I am your host, Jimmy Traina. Thank you so much for listening. Bonus episode, bonus podcast on this Monday after the first Sunday of the NFL season. We had the debut of NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube. It was on DirecTV for like 25 years. Now it's on YouTube. And Sal Licata, who joins me every week for Traina Thoughts from WFAN in New York and SNY TV in New York, joins me where we share our experiences with Sunday Ticket on YouTube, getting it set up, what we thought of it, full review, full breakdown of everything, what you need to know about it, what their differences are if you have YouTube TV, if you have cable, full breakdown of everything all related to NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube. That's what this pod is with Sal. It's like a full-blown Traina Thoughts. So listen to Sal and I discuss it. Come back later in the week for a regular episode. If you missed any recent episodes, check them out. Last week, Julian Edelman was on. He was great. Just joining Fox, had some great Brady and Belichick stories. Charles Barkley was on recently. Peter Schrager, Chris Russo. Check all those pods out. Subscribe to SI Media with Jimmy Traina. And this is one of two episodes this week. All right, let's get to it now with Sal. Full episode here on NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube. All right here, right now on SI Media with Jimmy Traina. Welcome everyone to SI Media with Jimmy Traina. Thanks for listening. Bonus episode this week. This will be one of two. We're taping this on Monday after the first week of the NFL season, the debut of the new Sunday Ticket on Yahoo. What a dope. On YouTube. I had to get on with Sal, and we're just going to riff about our Sunday Ticket experiences in week one. Sal, how are you?
I'm great, and I'm excited to have this conversation with you because we've had this many times over the years at dinner, at our houses, whatever, discussing this exact thing. And we both, I know, had great experiences yesterday, so I'm looking forward to talking about it with you.
Well, let's start with this. There are many, many train of thought segments on this podcast over the last 3 months where you said you were not going to get Sunday Ticket. You were not going to get it. You're just focusing on the New York teams. And then I got the text message. Let's see here if I can find the text message. Even early, I noticed you were starting to cave a little bit earlier this week. Actually, 9:34 a.m. on Sunday, I'm still on the fence. And then at 10:45 a.m., the text came in from Sal. I'm in. It was like Michael Jordan returning to the NBA.
I know. I thought about writing to you. I'm back. I was thinking about it as the week went on. I told you, like, because of the lineup with the Giants playing Sunday and the Jets playing Monday, that to me made it worse. Where you were saying, oh, well, you're going to have the national games. Yeah, but knowing that I didn't have to watch those games at that time made it more appealing for me to get the Sunday ticket. So I kind of thought I'd be going that way. And then Sunday morning, I was like, fuck it. Let me just get this thing and find it's worth the money. Let me see what it's all about. And it is great.
So let me do a little preamble here before we get into it, because I want to say this. And let me know if you agree or disagree. But before we even discuss this, I think what we need to establish is this. How you feel about Sunday Ticket, whether it's DirecTV, YouTube, the changes, it's going to depend on how you watch football, number one, and it's going to depend on what services you have. Now, for instance, Sal has DirecTV.
I don't have DirecTV.
Oh, you have Optimum Cable. Right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, Optimum Cable. You were scamming the DirecTV Sunday Ticket all these years. That's right. All right.
I did have DirecTV.
Right.
Then this is an important part of it. I don't want to just gloss over it. And then I moved into the city, and I was not allowed to get DirecTV. So what they did was allow me to stream Sunday Ticket. So I have been able to stream Sunday Ticket for several years.
So whether you have Optimum like Sal, I have Verizon Fios. Some people have DirecTV. Some people don't have any cable. They have streaming services. That's a factor in all this. And then the other thing that I think added so much confusion over the last couple of weeks and early yesterday is there's also this huge Sunday Ticket is different based on whether you have YouTube TV or you're just using YouTube. Now, Sal and I both have cable, so we're just using YouTube. If you have YouTube TV, the experience is different. So there's a lot of layers to this. It's very convoluted, but I'm going to do my best to try to break it down for you. Now, the biggest thing is this. If you have YouTube TV, you're good to go with Sunday Ticket with your in-market and out-of-market games. You have nothing to worry about. If you don't have YouTube TV, like Sal and I, you're not getting the local market game. So on Sunday here in New York, Steelers-Niners was on Fox at 1 o'clock. Browns-Bengals was on CBS at 1 o'clock. Those games were not part of our Sunday Ticket packages on YouTube. If you have YouTube TV, they were. So if you don't have YouTube TV and you just have YouTube, you have to have more than one television, I think, if you want to watch all the games. If you care about one team, you're fine. You really do need to have two TVs, because what I did was I had on my big TV the multi-view with the four games, and on the second TV, I had one of the local games, because that's how you have to do it. Weigh in on what I've said so far. Yes.
Okay. Question here. Number one, if I had YouTube TV, do I then get the local games as part of the game mix?
Yes.
Oh, shit. See, so I may consider then, I don't know if I'm realistically going to do it, but that to me is like the number one thing that's been missing forever on the prior service. And now that I cannot have, because like you, I like to have the game mix and the four box grid, but it automatically takes out whatever local game is on. Right. And I hate that.
So here in New York, we could not get a four game multi-view that had either Steelers, Niners, or Browns, Bengals in it on Sunday, because those were our in-market games. So there was no multi-view, whether it was four games, three games, that had those games in it. If you had YouTube TV, those games were part of the multi-view.
Wow.
So you would consider getting rid of Optimum and getting YouTube TV?
Well, I didn't know that that was the case. I mean, I probably, truth be told, I'll never be a cord cutter.
Right.
But if I were to get it in addition, it might be worth it at least just for the season. Now, I screwed up because I bought the ticket. Although I guess you have this period now where it's kind of, the free trial period and I can make a decision at the end of the week. But I'd rather then go back and get the ticket much cheaper if you buy YouTube TV, I think, right?
But YouTube TV is like $80 a month. It's like a cable service.
Right. So you'd be paying $80 per month, but don't you get the other thing for free then?
You still have to pay for Sunday Ticket separate.
The full price or?
No, it's a lower price, but you still have to pay.
And then couldn't I just cancel after the season then?
I don't know the logistics of that.
Yeah, now that's a lot, though. An additional $80 per month to have to figure that out.
Right. All right. So there's that part of it. Okay. So what freaked me out on Sunday was someone had sent me a tweet And then I got a tweet from the official YouTube account because I kept tweeting like, where are the multi-view options? I want to set up my TVs so I know the games I want to watch I'm getting on the TVs. Where's the multi-view? And the YouTube account told me not until the games start. And I was like, oh my God. So now I'm going to spend the first 5-10 minutes of the games figuring out what I'm setting up on my televisions. Then you were the first person. You sent me a text at I think 10 to 1 saying multi-view is up. I think I saw someone on Twitter say it. So then I started going into a panic to check it out. And it took me a while to navigate through that. But once you helped me out with that, where I found all the multi-view games, it was tremendous. Tremendous.
Can I just say something here before we get into the specifics of it? Because there is a lot to it.
Yeah.
Now, you and I happen to be similar. And I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming we're not alone in this regard because I have friends that aren't even in the business that have 8 screens and, you know, animals just set up with all the games. Like, I don't even think it's about like affordability because TVs are so cheap right now anyway. But the way that we like to have it is like a sports book. Like, you like to have as many games as possible on. And there has never been a service that has made it easier to have as many games on in one spot at one time as this.
Because here's what you can do theoretically. And I'll just say one thing. I agree with you to a point, but like once like week 4, 5, 6 rolls around, then I start eliminating teams. I'm not going to need to watch the Arizona Cardinals in week 5. So then you can eliminate and focus more. But what I want to say about that is if you have 2 TVs, both hooked up to, let's say, an Apple TV or however you're getting the YouTube app. Yeah, smart TVs. Yeah, I guess it's for smart TVs, they're fine. You could theoretically on one TV have one of the 4 game mixes and on another TV have a different, I say game mix, it's multi-view. You have a multi-view of 4 games on one TV and on your second TV, put a different multi-view of 4 games and you have 8 games just like that. No problem.
Done. It's a beautiful thing. Yes.
Right.
Now, we can't do that only because we don't have access to the local game. So it's not going to be enough games to do that. Right.
No, because what you can do is if there's a game mix, because this, I keep saying game mix, I got to say, if there's a multi-view, there could be a multi-view that doesn't have the local games in it. And then
from what I saw yesterday in all the different variations, I saw a couple of 4 multi-view, a couple of 3, a couple of 2, but they all involved similar teams. And I was thinking that was the case just because of 2 games being blacked out because of local.
You could have probably found a 4 and 4. Well, no, because you could have probably done like a 4 and 2 and done 6 of the games.
There were 8 games on total.
At 1 o'clock.
Right. And I was able to, now for me, I put the 2 local games on 2 TVs. Yeah. I'm lying. This is something I couldn't do with DirecTV because they only allowed you 1 sign-in. I used YouTube sign-in 3 TVs, 1 multi-view, and then 2 separate games. And then I used 1 local game on my iPad. I signed in.
So that's important. What YouTube is letting you do is you could sign into unlimited devices in your house. I think it's different if you're outside the house, but inside your house, you can sign into as many devices as you want, unlimited.
Okay. That makes
sense. The other
issue
is this. This is what caused a lot of anarchy early yesterday, not with me, but from what I saw on Twitter. You can't get any of the multi-view channels on an iPad, on a computer, on a phone. It's only on televisions through streaming devices. Cannot stream on the iPad, etc.
Now that
you need an Apple TV, you need an Amazon Fire Stick, you need a whatever, I don't know what the other things are that people use. Or YouTube.
Put it this way. I like that, but that was an option on the prior service. That wasn't like I could pull it up on my iPad and get a game.
Right. So I wrote in my column today, I said there were 2 negatives for me about it. I said it was overwhelmingly a success. 2 negatives. 1, they need to give me the multi-view channels at the latest 12:30 so I can figure out my setup. And the other one is they need to, the number one thing I saw from fans by far and away, not even close, is people want to be able to customize their own game mix channels. And this is a company, Google, YouTube, that is at the forefront of technology. I don't believe for a second that they can't give you the ability to do it. I think for some reason they don't want you to have the ability to do it. I don't know why, but I think that's the situation with that.
So that's the other thing. As somebody who's now had both, the positives from the DirecTV Sunday Ticket stream was that I can pick my game mix and I could get it on a tablet if I wanted to, but I could pick my game mix. The negatives were that I couldn't sign into multiple. Now you can sign into as many as you want, which is great because you can pull up more games on more devices, but you can, like, it would be the greatest. It's already the greatest invention ever. It would be perfect if they just let you pick the fucking games.
Right.
I told you two things that I want. One, the local games to be a part of the game mix. Two, to be able to pick the games. Like, if I did that, I would be in heaven. I don't care if they charge $1,000. I would do it every football season.
Yeah, I want to be able, to pick the games. There's no doubt. I will say I want to be able to pick the games a little bit less today than I did 24 hours ago yesterday, only because they did such a good job giving you so many of the multi-view channels that I think I'll be covered. It just takes me a lot of time. At one point, I'm watching the multi-view and the Colts Jaguars is in there. And I'm like, I don't want to, this is a game I have no money on. I don't want to watch this game. I need to get another game. And it takes me a few minutes to find the multi-views that have what I need. So they did a good job providing them, but I need more time. And I'm not, listen, yes, let me customize it, but I'm a little better about not customizing it after seeing how many options they have.
And I'm okay with not being able to customize it because of the way that they set it up, where there are multiple multi-view options. And because if you have a multiple TV setup, you can still do it anyway. You just pick the four game multi-view you want and add the other game or two on the other screen. However, if you can choose your own games, all you would need is two TVs and you could then see every game and adjust it accordingly where you pick.
Well, no, you'd have to have YouTube TV, though, for that. You'd have to get the locals. Even if you have two TVs,
That is true, right. That is true. You still have the two games that you couldn't watch. But I guess my point was that you could have eight games at once on the two TVs. Even so, like, I couldn't get six games, I don't think, on two screens yesterday because of the options that were given.
Yes, you could. Yes,
you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
No, because every game I saw was like the same. It was the same three, and then one team was out. Did you use another multi-view or no?
I had the multi-view with four on the big TV. I had the Falcon game on my second TV off of the Sunday Ticket YouTube. And then I used my third TV to watch the Fox 49ers Steelers. And then I used my computer to watch the Browns Bengals.
Right.
So, but I had to put the local game on. The local game is not happening on your game, on your multi-view, unless you have YouTube TV. That's just the way it is.
Next week,
you're only going to have one in-market game in New York. So now you can do a four multi-view on one TV, a three multi-view on the other. And you got the seven games. You just don't have the in-market game. Then you
can pull up on your tablet or whatever, on the other TV. Yes, exactly. That, you're right. Oh, so we got more screwed this week because there were two.
Correct. And it only happens in the only time there's four local games where they're doing double headers on Fox and CBS is week one and week 18. Those are the only 2 weeks it happens.
You see, now you just made it even easier for me because I've been such a complainer about not being able to put the local in a game. In a multi-view, but if it's just one, then it's not a big deal because
It's going to be one from now until week 18.
So you have the schedule. For example, in New York, we have both the Jets and Giants at 4 o'clock next week.
Correct.
Giants are at 4:05 in Arizona. Jets and Cowboys 4:25. So what do we get at one? We get one game at one.
One game at 1 o'clock. Next week is a CBS doubleheader week. So my guess is either Bengals, Ravens, or Raiders, Bills will be the local CBS game at 1 o'clock.
Now, when you say it's a I never understood this. A CBS doubleheader means what? They have a game at 1 and a game at
4.
4 locally?
Yeah.
Okay. So if it's a Fox doubleheader, Fox would have the game at 1. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So always 1 has a doubleheader.
Correct.
Okay.
Right. And that's the two have doubleheaders in week 1 and week 18. That's why yesterday was a little hectic. Next week it'll be easier.
Let me tell you this too. This is why YouTube TV or the YouTube's version of the Sunday Ticket is great, because 4 o'clock games under DirecTV, it was an abomination because of the way the game mix was. You just the game mix wouldn't work. Now it does, and you don't even need the mix necessarily. Although I did, but you could have multiple sign-ins, so you could watch all the games at right. once if you wanted to on 3 different screens or 4 different right. screens, or do a 3-game mix and pull up the local on the other TV. It was great. I watched all 5. I had them all on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
One other thing I want to address before I get into how phenomenal the picture was and the presentation was. I know some people complain about latency and the delay between when it's what is happening live and how long it takes to actually hit the television. And this is what I meant at the top about everyone has their own individual preferences. For me, I don't live bet on Sundays at 1 o'clock. Maybe I'll live bet like a Monday night football game when it's, I don't do any live betting during the 1 o'clock games on Sunday. I also don't check Twitter during the 1 o'clock games on Sunday. And I have no notifications set up. Yesterday I checked Twitter because I wanted to see about the feedback on this. But on a regular week with games, I don't check Twitter during the 1 o'clock games. I don't live bet the 1 o'clock games. And I don't have any notifications set up on my phone. I don't get any notifications. So if someone scores a touchdown, a lot of people are complaining that they're getting the notification on their phone before they're seeing it on their screen, or they see it on Twitter before it's happening on their... I can't help you with that. There's nothing I can do.
Well, shut your notifications off. Like, that's a you problem, not an us problem. Shut your notifications off.
Well, from that standpoint, yes. But if you're someone who likes the live bet, you're screwed. Like, there's just nothing I can do to help you. You're screwed. You can't live bet because that's how it's going to work with a streaming service. I think it was...
Is it that far behind?
Well, I don't know. I meant to check and I forgot.
Okay, I'll give you a quick comparison. So I streamed everything yesterday, even the local games. Because the main TV that took up the cable, I had on the game mix. So I streamed the Optimum feed and I streamed the YouTube thing. YouTube was ahead. So I don't think it's as bad. That's interesting. Yeah, I don't think that it's as bad as people think. Now, maybe in real time, I don't know the comp.
I'd have to check.
Yeah,
I'd have to check. All right, what I have to do. See, what you need to do is you need to put a local game on your local TV that's getting cable, right, and then compare it. I'll do that next week. So I apologize if I don't have any update on that. All right. So the last thing, I mean, to me, it could not have been a bigger success once you got it rolling. The picture was phenomenal. The way they did the screen. Now you have to read my column from Monday, September 11th. Train of thoughts, because the visuals in there. DirecTV, when they did the game mix channels, wasted so much space. There was no wasted space on your screen for multi-view on YouTube. No, the boxes were way bigger than the boxes were on DirecTV. It was phenomenal. They did a phenomenal job with the presentation. And in terms of the streaming, I had not one issue. No glitches, no buffering, no freezing, no cut, nothing. It could not have gone smoother. If my experience from 1:30 p.m. on, after all of the anarchy of getting it set up, if my experience every week is the way it was from 1:30 to 8 o'clock, A plus, 10 out of 10, beautiful job.
I'm going to give one very, very minor critique. Go ahead. And I tend to agree with you. It was way better than I thought. And it is overall significantly better than the service that DirecTV provided, which we both had forever. One little minor thing. On the DirecTV game mix, now it's very similar with the multi-view, the four screens, right? You know how you could move to just get the volume on each screen?
Yeah.
The only difference for DirecTV was that they showed the game that you were going to. So my issue is that, like, if you have a four-screen multi-view, I have no idea which game is which until you're actually watching it.
No. Unless your setup was different, you're wrong. Because here's how it worked. For me, the way it worked was I had the four boxes in the multi-view.
Right.
Whatever game you have the sound on has a white border around it. So when I would then move the remote to switch the sound to a different game, the white border moves to the game that you have the sound on.
Yes, but it doesn't give you the little at the top, like Atlanta versus Carolina.
That's a ridiculous. No, but that was the stuff that was wasting space on the DirecTV.
No. It wouldn't be. It would just flash up. Like, you know how the white bar, like you said, flashes up? It would flash up like that and then go away. And the only reason why it was an issue in the beginning, like once you're watching the games, you obviously know which one's which. But in the beginning, I was trying to figure out like which games are on this mix so I could put up the other game. And then I couldn't see. And even if I swear, like there was no way to tell when they're in commercial which game is where. If you have people coming over and you're like, oh, that game, this and that, like there was no labels on it.
I like that there were no labels on it. The labels is what took up the space on DirecTV. I don't remember where it came and went away, but
yeah.
But that's why I said, for me, once it got to 1:30, 1:45, and I figured everything out, everything was perfect. Because it took me a little while even to figure out what's going on with the volume, and then I realized you just slide over the volume, white border, boom. I know what games I was fine with all that. I knew what games I was watching because they do have this. They do have the score bug at the bottom, so you can see it.
Well,
that's
during the game. I'm talking about the setup before. So when you and I were texting about getting the TV situated, I'm trying to know which, because I didn't select the game mix. They did, or the multi-view. So I don't know which games are on. I knew I picked one with certain games, but then I had to remember as I'm going to set the other TV up, and I'm like, well, which friggin' games are on here? And there was no way to tell when they were in commercial.
And that goes to my point that they need to put up the multi-view options at your disposal that Sunday by 12:30 at the latest.
Right. So you can go in and pick the different one. But other than that, I'm with you. Hard to rate anything less than an A.
Now, I don't know. I want to address some people on Twitter, but I don't think I'm going to do that. Most people on Twitter, like, we're good about this, but a lot of people I don't think a lot of people grasp that the service is different whether you have YouTube TV or you don't. Just is with the local game. People didn't know you couldn't do multi-view on iPads yesterday. Then I have the assholes like when I'm complaining about this, like, you worry about the dumbest stuff, or these are first world problems. Don't follow me. I beg you. If I'm complaining about something, all I want you to do is unfollow me. I don't need you to follow me. I beg you to unfollow me if I complain and it annoys you.
It is a big problem if you care about this shit on a football Sunday. Right. I'm sorry. Like, right. Yeah, you're right. It may not be everybody's thing. And look, maybe the majority of people that listen to us are like, these guys are fucking nut jobs. Like, I'd rather just watch the Red Zone. Yeah, guess what? We've never, like, I don't watch the Red Zone.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up. But that's my point. If you're listening and you think I'm a fucking nut job, unfollow me. Don't read my column and don't listen to my podcast. I beg of you. Red Zone. Yeah, I don't know what to say. I mean, I think we're in a minority. I think most people watch Red Zone. I didn't see anything about Red Zone yesterday because, you know, they got rid of the Andrew Siciliano Red Zone. There's only one. There used to be two. Now there's only one, and it's Scott Hansen. I don't know how anything went with that, but I didn't see complaints. So I guess that's a good sign. I'm sure Red Zone was right. I saw people. Now, this was fascinating to me. See, we're going to be on the same page on this, and we'll probably sound like dicks. But I saw people say, like, they want a multi. Like, someone sent me a tweet or something saying they wanted a two-game multi-view with whatever game. Let's say, I think it was Seahawks-Rams on the left, and they wanted Red Zone on the right.
Why?
I don't get that. Because we have to understand something. This is where we're out of pocket here. People love the Red Zone. So the guy's probably a Seahawks or a Rams fan, wants to watch every play from his team, but wants to watch Red Zone to keep up with probably his fantasy or whatever. I can't do it that way, which goes back to what I said at the top, which is everyone is different in this. We're just sharing our experiences and our thoughts. And I said it. I gave YouTube an 8.75 out of 10. They can get a 9 if they give me the multi-view at 12:30. They can get a 10 if they let us customize the multi-view channels. That's where we're at.
I would probably rate it as a 9. You're right there. There are little things that they can make to make it perfect, but I can't complain because they allow multiple sign-ins. If they didn't allow multiple sign-ins, I'd have a big, big problem with it. But the fact that they do, I just – you pay the price, whatever it is, the one price, and then you can control – your entire football Sundays. You want to watch this game? Fine. You want one screen? Fine. But you get to watch whatever you want, however you want to. There's no restrictions on it. And that's why I love it. With DirecTV, there were restrictions because you couldn't realistically get 7 boxes to watch 7 games. Now you realistically could get 7 TVs without, you know, with just a whatever, smart TV or Apple TV and sign into multi, or you don't even have to get that many with the multi view, but you get what I'm talking
about. That's the point. If you have 2 TVs, you're good to go. I was in love with the picture and the presentation. It looks I'm blind as a bat. I had no trouble seeing anything in the 4-game multi-view.
And maybe the most important thing, and you did touch on it, but the streaming, no buffers, no nothing. I can't tell you, as somebody who's had the streaming DirecTV Sunday ticket for years, there's always a fucking prop, always without fail. Yesterday, no issues, and I watched every game except for the Niners-Pittsburgh. Other than that, I had every single game on, as we have streaming and buffer issues.
Can I just tell you, as you said that, my whole thing froze. And now it says your internet connection is unstable. Perfect. You were frozen for 30 seconds because of my internet. Yesterday, it worked perfectly. All right, so I better end it. We'll see you Wednesday. We'll see you on Wednesday to tape, and it'll be out Thursday. We'll do a train of thoughts. All right, Sal, thanks for doing this. And what do you have tonight? Jets or Bills?
What do you have, Jets or Bills? I'm probably not going to bet the game, but I think the Bills are going to win. I'm rooting for the Jets, but I think the Bills are going to win.
I'll get the text at 7:58 letting me know what you have. All right, Sal, take care.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye. All right, my thanks to Sal Licata for doing this bonus episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, leave a review on Apple, rate it on Apple, and subscribe to SI Media. If you've missed any recent episodes, check them out. Julian Edelman was on the pod last week. Charles Barkley, Peter Schrager, Chris Russo, recent guests. So give those a listen. Subscribe to SI Media with Jimmy Traina. Rate and review. Leave a review on Apple. We'll read it upcoming. And we will have another episode later this week. All right, thanks for listening. We'll see you later this week. Stay safe and take care.
The
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.